This is the Hawaii Radio Connection, Brother Gomes and
Auntie Ala.
Auntie, you used to paddle canoe when you were a small girl.
We used to hang out on Kuhio Beach. But, so the beach boys wanted to fill up the canoe, you know.
Yeah.
So it would balance.
So you had, they called you
so,
for going.
Hey, come.
Yeah. Sister, come help us.
That's it. So, yeah, man, we used to jump in.
Yeah. Boy Afuk has been paddling Hawaiian canoes since he was small kid, too. Mm-hmm. And he is one of the organizers of large canoe regattas, canoe races throughout here in the state of Washington.
Good fun.
The pandemic, sadly, though, Auntie, has clamped down on canoe teams to get together and continue the native Hawaiian cultural activity. Afuk says, though, the last time they had a big, full-fledged canoe regatta was almost 2 years ago, Auntie.
Oh, man.
2019, June. And that was for spring. Actually, we had one in 2021. It was a small race on Lake Washington, right there by Magotson Park.
How many teams? How many people?
Oh, we had about, I would say half, about 12. We usually get like 24, 27 teams. We had about half of the teams there, and some of the teams all combined with other clubs there because all the other clubs were still down in the pandemic. They never even run their canoe clubs, so we had single paddlers come from different clubs all over the place. We got 27 clubs in the Pacific Northwest. It was kind of like, you know, a big hui, but not that much, you know, not that much came out.
What were the paddlers like? Was it like busting at the seams for get out? What must have been a lot of aloha, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was actually on the Big Island last year when this one happened because I thought that everything was going shut out, but because was at Sandpoint, yeah, this one place in Sandpoint. You don't need a permit, so you know, to run a race, yeah. So they went and run one race instead because the parks, you know, parks right now not letting anybody get any permits. So that's why we haven't had any races or anything like that. But if you can get around them, guess what? Oh, the guys went and run one last year, August. Was I think the end of the month of August, and they had about 12 teams.
What are you guys looking at in regards to having permits and all that? Any word on what is happening of late?
Oh, nothing right now. Pierce County, for our area down south, they're not letting us get any permits at all for the parks. As far as up north, King County, I don't think so too, because some of the races got canceled already. Even up in Whatcom County, you know, they got some canceled races.
So it doesn't look good this year for the canoe season for comeback?
I'm not going to say that, but because the numbers look like going down, yeah, I think we reached the peak, yeah?
For COVID.
So, yeah, of COVID. So, and then, you know, a lot of it is Omicron, yeah, which is not as bad as the Delta and all the other ones. So I got a feeling we might have a season this year. I stay optimistic right now, hopefully.
In the past, when would the season start and end?
For us guys, we still have our first practice next month, March. We had that last year, too. We missed one whole year, though. 2020, we missed a whole year. 2021, we ran with sparringly practices, and we started in March. And then we put up the boats towards the end of August, which was last year. Right after that race, we put up the boats already.
You said you were back home. Of course, yeah. Everybody knows huiva'a or canoe paddling, outrigger canoe paddling is part of the culture. What is it like back home? What have you heard? I know there was a couple of regattas that was going to start and then they had canceled, but what's the latest?
The latest is nothing happening, and it's real bad. I mean, especially with Iggy, you know, governor, and he really putting the hammer down, making sure that nobody run anything. So the big race, actually, last year, September, that's why I went home. That was canceled the month right before. Everybody was ready. We had all our shirts, team shirts. Our teams was ready. We got Airbnbs. We got our flights. And right about a month right before the race, boom, canceled. That would have been the first race since 2020. That really bummed everybody out. So, you know, they're no more Molokai Hoe, no Nawahini. So nothing happening. But you see the other countries like Australia, France, they're all running six mans. You know, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're running six mans. And I don't know, the United States kind of get around running it. You know, I'm not sure how.
Because one of the things that is a blessing and kind of a curse for canoe paddlers and outriggers is plenty of people enjoy going. And then there's a situation where a lot of people on the canoe together, a lot of people when they get together, it's a big crowd. And that kind of poses a challenge for COVID, yeah?
That's the reason why, because, you know, everybody, you know, like horny after the race, everything. So all that kind of stuff, you know, because of our culture, yeah, I think that's why, you know, we cannot really get anything going until we know the numbers going to be real low to where everybody got to be vaccinated. Everybody got to be boosted, especially the guys that's real, you know, vulnerable. And if we get that done, boom, I think we're back. You know, I think we can get everybody back in Hawaii.
That's interesting because, boy, you guys have been, since I know you, how many years now? Decades, bro.
Oh, God, almost over 28 years now.
Yeah, and you guys have been growing and growing and growing, yeah?
Oh, big time. I mean, we're still growing. We're still growing, but, you know, not like the numbers before, you know, COVID. But we had about, I would say, 30 new paddlers last year for Kikaha now. This is just us guys. And they came out, you know, for weekday practice. Weekend practice, and that's all we did. We had no races except for the last race in August, and that was it. So yeah, the numbers are not as much, but I noticed a lot of islanders, I mean a lot of people from Hawaii and California moving up this way, and they're looking for paddle. So I'm in touch with a lot of those guys, and they're looking for one man because we cannot go into six man, but I've been hooking them, those guys up with canoes.
And do you think that if they say, boom, you can go, how many teams you going to be able to get going on up and down the coast of Washington and throughout the whole Washington, really?
I would say in Washington alone, we get about 16 clubs, yeah? And the rest is all down south in Oregon. And then we get a couple in Montana and Utah. So I got a feeling if we do open up, everything open up and we get the go-ahead to run regardless and stuff like that, you're going to see everybody come out of the woodwork. Because right now, they're only doing one-man's and two-man's, club practices, that's it. But I got a feeling we might just make a boom coming out because everybody jonesing right now.
Plenty of people moving from Hawaii too, eh?
Oh, choke. I get plenty guys that just arrived like within the past 6 months looking for canoes. They're looking, you know, to get back into paddling, you know, and the only thing we can do is just tell them our first day of practice, which is March, you know, second week of March, you guys come out, boom. We hook them up with paddles, we hook them up with, you know, six men, and they can go and get back in the water. But right now, as far as races, minimal races, we canceled four races already, small man race, small boat races. So we don't want nothing right now.
More with Boy Afuk about paddling Hawaiian canoes up here in the Washington state and down the coast.
No right? Stay.
Yeah, I know. No, they actually running some stuff. We'll tell you about that. That's right good. After this here on the Hawaii Radio Connection. Brother Gomes and
Auntie Ala.